Great to have you here at 7:20. Well, three more regular season games for the Redskins, and with little margin for error, fans hope they win them all. To do that, they will likely need a healthy Robert Griffin III. The team is describing RG3's knee injury as a sprain. Coach Mike Shanahan says the rookie has mild swelling, but could be back under center for next week's game against the Cleveland Browns.
You know, anytime you have a sprain in the knee, and the LCL is the outside ligament, it's a grade one, so that was a good sign. We did not know going into if it was grade one, two, or three. So it's a grade one. He's got some mild swelling. And you're hoping with rehab, gets better very quickly, but we don't know for sure. We'll have to go day by day and evaluate it day by day.
Let's go live now to Dr. David Guyer, Sports Medicine Director of the Medical University of South Carolina. Thanks for joining us, Doctor.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, while you haven't examined RG3, do you agree with the coach's description of this as a mild sprain?
Generally, grade one sprains are, in fact, mild, meaning the ligament just stretches a little bit. It's a very fortunate injury in the sense that typically that ligament, the lateral collateral ligament, is not one that leads to instability of the knee if it's just mildly stretched and no other ligaments are torn. So I think it is very likely that it's something that he recovers from fairly quickly.
He's had an ACL injury in the same leg. What does that tell you? Is that something to be worried about?
It's something to be worried about. When you see an injury like what happened to him yesterday, the fear is that he could potentially have re-torn his ACL. We know that ACL surgeries in general have fairly good success rates at getting back to sports, but if you re-tear an ACL or tear the graft, the chance of returning to sports is much lower. So there was absolutely real cause for concern yesterday.
There's a chance he'll play in Cleveland Sunday. Would you recommend that?
Well, I really think it depends, sort of like what Coach Shanahan was saying. It really depends on how well he gets back, not so much, you know, gets his pain down and his swelling down. I think what's really going to be important when you strain one of these ligaments on the sides of your knee that are involved in a lot of the rotational and side-to-side stability is whether or not he's going to be able to do his job as a quarterback. He's very, you know, electric motion and a lot of side-to-side, very quick cutting motions. Is he actually going to be able to do that? They'll put him through all kinds of drills, I would imagine, over the next couple of days to see. But I expect that if he isn't able to do that type of thing as well as he normally would, it's very likely, I think, that they would sit him.
Now, back to that thriller yesterday at FedEx Field. The coach says RG3 went back in after the injury, after a doctor on the sideline said he could. He was clearly in pain, but he showed great toughness. As a doctor and a football fan, and you'll pardon the pun here, are you a bit torn as you watch something like that? Do you think RG3, once he was hurt, should have been out for the rest of the game?
Well, the problem is that it's hard for me to say because only the team physician really is able to lay hands on his knee and really assess how stable it was. I think by sending him back in, at least I take that as a team physician myself, that Griffin was saying that, hey, this pain is not unbearable, and the physician is saying, hey, your knee checks out as stable. It should be able to do what it does on the field. I think that what they did seems appropriate. He tried to give it a chance to play. He wasn't able to do what he wanted to do, and they pulled him out. So everything seemed appropriate from the way I saw it.
Are there lessons here for people who maybe play a little touch football on the weekends or who watch their children play?
I think absolutely, and I think, you know, RG3 is a great example because he is so loved by the young football fans. The kids really like his style of play and his personality, and I think that obviously they're going to be thrilled to see him come back, be it this week or next week. I think my only concern seeing this is the message potentially that, hey, look, you know, I'm going to try to go out, even though, you know, I got hurt, I'm going to try to play through it. And that's really not a message because, you know, the young kids don't have the same bodies. Their bones aren't done growing. Their muscles and the supporting structures of their bodies just aren't like the adults. And so there's potentially more risk for a child athlete to try to play through pain.
We are watching an evolution in the NFL, as you know, efforts to change the rules to avoid concussions and other serious injuries. Are you all for them, or do you see some risk of destroying the game by removing the very things that make it so exciting?
I actually see both sides of it, quite honestly. As a football fan, there's no question that potentially eliminating some of the plays that are fundamental to the game, potentially getting rid of kickoffs, and then, you know, what comes next, potentially then you can't, you know, hit quarterbacks, or you can't hit wide receivers coming across the middle of the field, or, you know, you can't, you know, hit punt returners catching a punt. All of those are possible, you know, concussion setups and brain injuries. The problem is that the very nature of football, these guys are so fast and they're so big nowadays that, unfortunately, we can never eliminate every blow to the head and every, you know, concussion and mild brain injury. So it's a very fine line, and to be quite honest, as a physician, I'm not sure where that line is going to end or where it will be drawn.
Dr. Guyer, thank you for talking with us tonight.
I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
As do we.
Dr. David Guyer, Sports Medicine Director of the Medical University of South Carolina.